The National News was brought to you in association with Kenneth Gardner.
And timed to perfection, Masterton is back. He's just gone to...
Beautifully done. We've just gone to...
Better than I went into the news before. Oh, dear. I don't think I've done a single correct entry into news since I left Medium Wave.
This is very, very technical stuff. Contrary to popular opinion, news does not sort of magically appear like that. It relies on precise timing on the part of the presenter. Wish this board hasn't got here. Sorry. I don't mean that to sound rude. Does it?
Does it? I don't know. I've actually lost my left earphone. That's it, yeah. Right. Go on.
Always terrible problems when you lose your left earphone. I know. I suffer from it terribly. Doctor can't give me anything for it.
No, I know. I know. Now, we were talking about Clement Freud earlier, being the godfather of satire, leaving a horse's head in Harold Macmillan's bed, I suppose.
Didn't The Move do that or something?
It was The Mafia.
Eh?
The horse's head. Fun?
What are you on about? The Mafia.
The Move.
Hey, it was the Move. Yeah, you know, the band's The Move.
I know. Bev Bevan and all that lot.
Yeah, who got sued for inserting into their copy of the single a postcard showing Harold Wilson naked in bed and sort of ended up having to pay a substantial sum of money to charity.
This is interesting.
The surreality of this show has plumbed new depths now, hasn't it?
You see, on the web's one there. What? I was just talking about my lettuce in French.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, it has. Some people have just come in, dropped in a large rucksack and said, I've got you a ticket for the Minor Hall.
Which is very sweet of them, really, I think.
Hello?
Anyway, can you explain the Mafia reference about the horse's head?
No, I just said the godfather of British satire, and then I thought, the godfather.
Right, so it wasn't funny at all then?
No.